This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 12th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across the country with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a light breeze, while Be'er Sheva enjoys clear skies. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Ynet reports that the IDF has released its first operational records from the 2006 Lebanon War, detailing preparations for massive rocket fire. Also, a short time ago, JNS reported a technical glitch triggered a false missile warning in central Israel. The military confirmed there was no attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals the government has extended special status on the home front, citing a high likelihood of an attack amid renewed U.S.-Iran tensions. Separately, 24 News reports that the IDF has unveiled classified documents from the Second Lebanon War, 20 years later. And finally, JTA reveals that pro-Israel Republican Senator Lindsey Graham died suddenly at 71. His last visit to Israel was in February. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news source, posted just minutes ago. They report that Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Turkey that the war is not over, emphasizing Israel's air superiority as a key security element. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared that Netanyahu might attend Lindsey Graham's funeral. The Prime Minister is also planning a meeting with Trump in Washington soon. Tzipi Hotoveli, a prominent Israeli figure, expressed her sadness over Lindsey Graham's passing, praising him as a steadfast ally of Israel and a defender of freedom. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's release of operational records from the 2006 Lebanon War, reported by Ynet. The documents provide new insights into Israel's strategic planning during the 34-day conflict with Hezbollah. These revelations could reshape public understanding of the war's dynamics and its long-term impacts. Turning to the false missile warning incident in central Israel, according to JNS, a technical glitch caused panic earlier today, but military officials have reassured the public that there was no attack threat. The incident highlights ongoing challenges in maintaining robust alert systems. Meanwhile, the government's decision to extend the special situation on the home front is raising concerns. As Israel Hayom reports, the move comes in response to heightened security risks linked to renewed conflicts involving the U.S. and Iran. This extension underscores the tense regional security environment. In related news, I-24 News details the IDF's declassification of Second Lebanon War documents. 20 years on, these documents shed light on the military and political strategies employed during the conflict. Understanding these strategies is crucial for current and future military planning. Finally, Lindsey Graham's unexpected death, as reported by JTA, has sent shockwaves through Israel. Graham was a staunch supporter of Israel, often advocating for military aid in confronting Iran. His passing leaves questions about future U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports, Oron Real Estate is expanding urban renewal projects into Be'er Sheva, Haifa, and Carmiel. This move extends beyond central Israel, aiming to boost housing development in peripheral areas. Separately, Globes reveals that Rafael, an Israeli defense company, plans to produce Iron Dome interceptors in India. This initiative is part of the Make in India program and aims to strengthen the production and supply chain for defense equipment. And finally, Walla Business highlights a report on the real reasons behind massive layoffs in high tech. Contrary to claims about artificial intelligence, data from 22,000 companies points to other economic pressures. This trend poses significant challenges for the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.